Little was known yesterday about the identity of the shooter. Eyewitnesses described him as young and Asian. But at a news conference this morning, Virginia Tech Police Chief Wendell Flinsham revealed the gunman's name.
That person is Cho Sung-hui. He was a 23-year-old South Korean here in the U.S. as a resident alien.
University officials say Cho was a senior, majoring in English, and he was due to graduate in 2 weeks. They say he lived in a dormitory on campus and describe him as a loner. Cho grew up in Centerville, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. He immigrated to the United States when he was 8 years old. Cho's father once worked at a dry cleaner. His mother works in a high school cafeteria. Karan Grewal shared a suite in the dorm with Sung-hui Cho. He said Cho never spoke with him or his roommates.
I never saw him talking to anybody, or even when I said hi to him, it wasn't as if he didn't want to talk to me or he was angry. He just had no expression on his face.
The Chicago Tribune reports that investigators believe Cho had taken medication for depression at some point. FBI sources told NPR there was a note left behind in his dorm room, which railed against, quote, rich kids, debauchery, and deceitful charlatans, unquote, on campus. Lucinda Roy taught creative writing at Virginia Tech and had Cho as a student. She says she found some of his writing troubling.
I contacted the police, contacted counseling, student affairs, the college, to try to sound some alarms, and they felt that their hands were tied legally for various reasons. As you probably know, until someone actually threatens to do something, it can be incredibly difficult to make something happen.
Roy says the FBI has asked her not to elaborate on Cho's writings. Joining me to tell us more about the investigation is our FBI correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, so glad you're here. Now that they've identified the shooter, what is the next step?
Well, the first thing they do when they go to these scenes is investigators make sure that this is an isolated event and not an ongoing threat. The Justice Department said this afternoon that they've sent 20 FBI agents and over a dozen ATF, or alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents, to the scene. And the Attorney General said he'd send more agents if needed. FBI sources told me that they have Cho's computer, and they've taken it to a computer forensic lab to get information off the hard drive. They have programs that can pull even deleted things off the hard drive or off a laptop. And so far, all that they've recovered is this one rambling letter that they found handwritten in his dorm room. But one source told me that he couldn't provide any more detail besides what we have because they're still investigating.
Now, police have identified Sung-hui Cho as the lone gunman, but what about the student that they were questioning when the second shooting broke out? Whatever happened to that person?
They called him a person of interest. And my sources tell me that they're still questioning him, and that in and of itself is interesting. He apparently knew the first victim who was shot in the dorm room. You'll recall there was an earlier shooting at 7 a.m. of two people, a woman and a resident advisor. And the police have not said that they are finished questioning him. They've been very, very careful not to absolve him of some sort of role in what happened. And we're looking into that, and we hope to report more on that soon.
Now, just quickly, before we let you go, many of the people who actually, you know, witness this are probably traumatized, some of them injured. How difficult is it to try to piece together what actually happened?
Well, that's what the FBI is trying to do. They have a special computer program, actually, in which they take all the different interviews that people have given them, and it can sift through those interviews and find common threads, which allows them to sort of find the true nut of the story and then follow that up. And that's what they're doing.
Thank you, Dina.
Pleasure to be here.
That was Dina Temple-Raston, our FBI correspondent.